Yeah,
no, it was telepathy.
Got you.
Madam Clerk, will you call item number 5, the resolution?
A resolution by Supervisor Romo West establishing guidelines surrounding Milwaukee County's efforts to transition the Behavioral Health Division's long-term care facilities to a community-based model of care.
Supervisor West. Romo West.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What you have before you is a resolution which addresses some of the concerns that we've heard from the public. Last week, the Department of Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services submitted a letter to the state kicking off their intent to downsize, actually to close our Hilltop units out at the Behavioral Health Complex. And their intention is to do that somewhere within the next 3 years. And so we obviously, as county supervisors, started receiving concerns from the public in regards to how this will be done. And although I don't believe that this committee has any grave concerns about it not being done properly, we just wanted to make sure that we solidify the fact for the public that this is something that we're taking very seriously. It's something that we want to do well, better, and we are committed to doing it well more than we are committed to doing it quickly. And so that is the resolution that you have in front of you. I did share the resolution with the department. They came back and had only one concern, and that was in regards to line 68. And so before you have an amendment which would change the word licensed to compliant per current housing regulations, which means that we are committed to providing housing to our clients that is up to code and safe. And but not everyone obviously will be moving to licensed housing, because maybe some people will be able to live on their own. Other people may be able to live in assisted living facilities which are not licensed. And so that's what this amendment reflects. And so, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the amendment.
We have a motion for approval of the amendment only. Anyone have any comments or questions on the amendment? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll on the amendment.
Romo West.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
So we do have a motion for move approval of the resolution?
I would like to move approval as amended.
Okay,
Mr.
Motion approved for the resolution as amended, but we have 5 individuals who would like to speak on this issue. David Eisen.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. My name is Dave Eisner. I'm Contract Administrator with District Council 48. About 10 days ago, asked me, District Council 48 provided the County Board with some research done by our international union regarding proposed privatization and closure of the Behavioral Health Division. This research and analysis was generated by providing our international with county budget documents, mental health redesign and implementation task force minutes, documents, and the SMART goals, the county exec's state of the county address, and extensive media articles on BHD. This research indicates there has been few details provided about the actual capacity of private providers. The research also indicates hard dollar figures for savings, mostly from significant staff reductions, but not mentioning any costs associated with contracting with community providers or with oversight, and omitting any reference to exact amounts of revenues lost. The assumption is that community placements have high standards of care. All too often, community facilities are under-regulated, understaffed, and unable to cope with the severe needs of some patients. There is extensive evidence suggesting that community facilities cream the crop in terms of the easiest to serve patients and leave the most severely ill patients in public facilities. We believe it is a short-sighted and unwise policy to close a facility that could be needed as a patient's last resort. DC 48 also offered additional research containing horror stories on mental health privatization from five states, including Washington, D.C., to the county board. Only one supervisor requested this information. I have a copy of it. I'm going to give to the clerk and for the chair, and you can disseminate that as you wish. Substantial evidence on what happens to patients when state hospitals are closed, and a lot of that evidence indicates that patients are not treated or mistreated. DC 48 strongly opposes the privatization and closure of BHD. Thank you.
Thank you. Monica Hogan. All right.
And I'm Monica Hogans, and I'm employed at the BHD Behavior Health. And it's a good thing if they are going to place the people in a safe environment. We work with some of the most difficult patients out there, and a lot of people do not want to provide care for our patients. If they are planning on going ahead with this, I hope that and pray that the county board would make sure that these people are placed in safe environments and not just thrown out there for monetary value. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have five individuals who do not want to speak, but they want to be on record against it. Katrina Goodman is against it. Bonnie James, against it. Katori Roberts is against it. Supervisor West.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, these individuals have registered as against the resolution, and I'm not exactly understanding what the issue is with that. Yes, because
Supervisor, I think they are.
Ms. Hogans had just got up and stated that she wanted to make sure that that these individuals were placed in safe community settings that were being monitored and that were the best fit for the clients, and that's what this resolution does is assists and creates the language to make sure that that is being done. And so my question is, Mr. Chairman, whether or not they're registering in opposition to this legislation or whether they are registering in opposition to the closure, because this doesn't have anything to do with the closure. The closure is not before us today.
Supervisor, they are registering about this item, and I think they could stand up. Are you registering for the resolution or the closure of BHD?
The closure of.
Thank you very much. And they are coming here because we are talking about BHD, and they want to register to say they are against the closure of BHD. All right?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we're germane to the subject, because you fill out a subject card when the subject is this resolution.
They registered. We normally don't have conversation about that. They registered against it. We're going to move on. Madam, any other comments about the resolution in front of us right now? No? Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on the resolution as it amended?
Roma West?
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. This item is approved as amended.
Is that Kathy Ireland in the back?
It is.
Will you please stand up?
Mm-mm, give me this.
I just want to make sure I recognize you. All right. You got something, a great thing ahead of you now.
Thank you.
All right.
She's
the new person in the state Paul Lucas place. Yes. Yeah, she's going to get next to you. She's going to talk to all the supervisors. Madam Chair, you have the floor.